It's been a month and a half since hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls were abducted by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The U.S. is helping Nigeria to look for them, but despite the global attention, we still know very little about the missing girls themselves.
I really wanted to get at who these girls are and what their lives are like, and I felt really frustrated with some of the coverage. There was so much coverage of the protesters and so much coverage of which celebrities were holding up the Bring Back Our Girls sign. And I just wanted to cover the girls.
That's photographer Glenna Gordon in Lagos, Nigeria. She decided to take pictures of some of the abducted girls' personal possessions as a way to highlight who they are. You can see some of Gordon's pictures at PRI.org. They appeared first on the New York Times Lens blog. The images are stark. One girl's colorful dress, another's worn sandals. For security reasons, Gordon couldn't travel to Chibok, where the girls are from, but she convinced some families to send their daughters' things to her. Among the items she received were several of the girls' blue gingham school uniforms.
They're handmade. They're of different quality. One was very, you know, sort of utilitarian and well-made. So I thought, oh, maybe this girl's mother made this uniform. And another one was stitched over many, many times in one area where it clearly kept tearing. So, you know, the girl probably couldn't afford a new one and just kept fixing the old one. One was pretty dirty. It didn't smell very good. And I thought, okay, maybe this girl was going to wash it tomorrow. Maybe she didn't have money for soap and she was going to buy some soap soon and wash it. And so in seeing their uniforms, we could see a little bit of what their lives are like. And that's as close as we can get right now while they're gone.
Kind of unintended irony, the logo of the, I guess, Nigerian Ministry of Education says, education for the betterment of man. And here we have, 200-300 schoolgirls who have been kidnapped. There's also a notebook with the Eiffel Tower on it. What did that say to you?
Yeah. That was Dorcas's notebook, Dorcas Yukubu. That was a funny notebook because the other notebooks were mainly school notebooks, but this one was a more personal notebook. I'm pretty sure that what it was is she and a boy, I think, were exchanging notes, and she had copied the notes into this notebook. So it was clearly like a dialogue, like there was like a note from him and then a note from her and a note from him and a note from her. And you could sort of hear their voices when I was reading through. And my favorite part of this entire notebook with the Eiffel Tower on the front of it was when he addresses her and he says, "Hi, the remote control of my life." And, you know, it's this really touching little thing. It's this, you know, little relationship between Dorcas and maybe whoever this boy might have been.
It's kind of odd to hear you say the girl's name, Dorcas. I mean, you haven't met her, but it's like you know her, strangely.
No, it is a little bit like that. I feel like I do. And I also, you know, I've had their things with my things for kind of a while. It was funny. When I first thought about this project, I thought parents might not want to do it because they might think I was doing some kind of juju, like some kind of magic with their items. And maybe I've just been in Africa for too long. But I started feeling like a little bit, I don't know, these girls were in my room with me. You know, I was like switching cities and I had their things in my bag. And I started to feel a little bit like I was carrying around these ghosts. But yes, I do feel like I know them a little bit. I mean, I know what Dorcas looks like. And I've seen this notebook and I know her handwriting. And I really do feel like I know her a little bit. I mean, as much as is possible. And that's what I was trying to do with this project. I wanted to create that kind of intimacy with these girls who have otherwise just been this number that has been so politicized here in Nigeria and so tweeted elsewhere. And no one is saying like, oh, we wish we didn't have the Twitter attention, but the Twitter attention is not enough. And I really wanted to get past that noise and past that shuffle and into what these girls' lives are like and what it means to be a Chibok girl.
So you got these three shipments of things from Chibok from the parents. I mean, these must be pretty precious items to the parents right now.
They are, and I have delivered them back, or I have given them to people to ensure that they are delivered back, along with prints of the photographs that I made to give to the parents as well. And I've sent my greetings and my thanks, and I hope that the parents are glad that they've lent me these items, because I hope that I've been able to do something and show these girls in a way that can make them a little bit more personal and can make us say like, oh, we don't need to find these, you know, 200-300 girls in the bush. We need to find Dorcas.
Hmm. Photographer Glenna Gordon speaking with us from Lagos, Nigeria. Thanks for your time. Thanks for these photographs.
Thanks so much.
Gordon's image of the school uniforms left behind by the kidnapped girls packs such a punch. Again, you can see that and other photos at PRI.org.